This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by the McKay Group, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Motor and Auto Group Service Department, and Johnston, Hicks, and Griffith. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Iowa Realty, Smith's Body Shop, Pierce's Pumpkin Patch, Bank Iowa, and Pella Corporation. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
How does the upcoming planting season look? In the fifth part of a five-part series on agriculture, let's go in-depth with Tracy Gaffman with Two Rivers Cooperative, Pella, Otley, Monroe, and Tracy. So Tracy, we're heading into spring. We always talk as we head into spring. We've done it for a long time. This is a different spring than any other, isn't it?
Yeah, it most certainly is, Dr. Bob. You know, this is a spring that I don't think any of us will ever forget. The month of March came and went, and now the month of April seems like it's going to go on forever. But, this too shall pass, and we will get through this. We'll get this crop planted. All I can do is shout out to everybody to follow the precautions the CDC is putting out and follow precautions that Governor Reynolds has been putting out, and let's all stay safe and healthy.
Well, now that being said, how are things looking for the upcoming spring for farmers?
You know, the challenges are getting a little bit more significant. We've seen with what's going on across the country and around the world, a drop-off in ethanol production, which, of course, backs up, bushels into the corn carryout tables. We've seen the market drop off in response to that, making the challenges of getting this crop put in the ground to the point where profitability is a real challenge right now. And we'll see how it goes from here. We're going to need to get things, back up and running at some point in time. But until that happens, it's going to be a real challenge.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Dutch Mill Supply, De Blumenhof, Ag Resource Management, and Marion County Bank. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Culver's Appella, Mahaska Bottling Company, Norm Rosendahl Tiling, and Verduft Agency.
I continued my conversation with Tracy Gaffman with Two Rivers Cooperative. Well, and it's been a challenging couple of years to begin with prices, with tariffs, trade negotiations. It's almost too complex to comprehend.
Yeah, absolutely. It has been a challenging couple, 2-3 years here, we hope that we'll see the light at the end of this tunnel, but I'll tell you what, it's a pretty small light yet, Bob, and we're going to need to, see some things really get ramped back up once we get past, hopefully get past, I should say, all this COVID-19 stuff that's going around so that we can get ethanol plants fired back up. We can, start seeing livestock facilities back operational. I know that there are at least two or three slaughter plants that have been shut down due to COVID-19. You know, it's hitting all levels of agriculture right now, and it's going to create a real challenge as we move forward.
Are some farmers thinking about just sitting this year out?
No, I've not heard any of that. I don't think there's any talk of that. You know, farmers do what they do, and they're my gosh, our American farmers are the best in the world. They produce like nobody else, and you know, that's what they do. That's what's in their you know, for no better term, that's what's in their DNA. That's what drives them to get up every day and get at it. And you know, they're going to get this crop planted. They're going to get it you know, up and going. And you know, we need to keep in mind that you know, we still need to feed the world. And while we have our challenges right now, that's what the American farmer does. He feeds the world, and he takes that role very seriously, and he's going to continue to do that. I read a deal the other day that, you know, needless to say, agriculture is considered an essential business. There's no doubt about that. But I read a deal the other day where someone had posted, and it was from a big city, because they were using a couple of grocery stores that we don't have out here in the Midwest as their what they were playing it on. But the comment was that they didn't understand why farming was considered an essential business, because food just came from the grocery store anyway. And I tell you, Bob, that's a scary thought. We need to get the message of agriculture and what it is we really do out here to feed the world. We really need to get that into the larger population bases across this country, because we start to continue to see more and more people that have that feeling that, well, it really doesn't matter, because grocery or food comes from a grocery store. And boy, that couldn't be farther from the truth.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Laley, Van Mon and Seed and Chemical, Don Cron CPA, and Heartland Co-op of Prairie City. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Sully Transport, Two Rivers Cooperative, Earthworks Inc., and Tri-County Veterinary Clinic.
I continued my conversation with Tracy Gathman with Two Rivers Cooperative. Are people, do you think, are they staying in their same rotations, you think? Are they switching up corn and soybeans? I mean, given the ethanol problems, are more people moving to soybeans?
There's some chatter of that. I don't see a lot of it going on quite yet. When you look at the corn-bean price spread, it's right there at that tipping point where it might tell you to put a few more beans in, but you know, it's not a big enough percentage over that tipping point to really push a lot of producers to go ahead and make that switch. So I think we'll see most of the guys go ahead and continue with their normal rotations as they've done in the past, and then we'll just see where it goes from there.
Are there any concerns about the weather this spring? I've been starting to see a little bit of activity that's dry enough for, I saw a tractor in the field this morning.
Yeah, we're starting to see some stuff go. We've got some ammonia going. We've got some dry fertilizer going out now. But it's still plenty damp out there. You know, in the weather forecast for the rest of the week and into the first part of next week is pretty chilly. You know, we really need to see some heat. We need to see some sunshine. And while, you know, most of us don't like to see days where it's windy, like it looks like it's going to be this afternoon, that wind wind and sun really, really helps us get these fields dried out so we can get out there and get something done. So it's off to somewhat of a slow start, but, you know, we're sitting here today, it's the 9th of April. You know, we've got Easter coming up this weekend. I think most everybody probably wants to plant the potatoes tomorrow since it's Good Friday, because I've always been told you're supposed to plant your potatoes on Good Friday. I don't know if that's true, but that's the old wives' tale. So I think you give it middle of next week, and we start to see these fields get dried out. We'll see activity get started pretty quickly.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Dowie Pest Control, the Pella Fairway, Lighton State Bank, Shomo Mats and Umble Insurance, and Jeremy Dingham and Concrete. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Steenhook Appraisal, Twin Cedars, Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Jeff Arkema, Marion County Extension, and Church & Dwight in Oskaloosa.
Continued my conversation with Tracy Gathman with Two Rivers Cooperative. There's always some changes in seed genetics. Are there any things that you want to share today with our listeners?
You know, I'll be honest with you, Bob. I'm far enough away from that today that my staff does more of that than what I do. But you know, we've seen some additions over the last couple of years, especially on the soybean side. With the dicamba resistant and the 2,4-D resistant beans coming out, that's going to help with weed control pretty dramatically here going into the future. And you know, those products will just continue to work their way through the pipeline. And you know, all these companies, though, every you know, seed manufacturer out there has got new stuff coming all the time, and we just see so much of that increase in yields over the years has come from the new genetics, and you know, that isn't stopping. They're continuing to do that genetic work in the labs, and it just continues to explode, and it's amazing what they've been able to do to improve the productivity of agriculture over the past, I hate to say this, but I think I've been in it for 41 years now, and it's a pretty amazing situation of what we've seen go on during that time frame.
Well, every day Two Rivers supports our farmers in a wide variety of ways. What kind of an attitude do you bring to work, and do you have your entire staff bring to work in these troubled times?
You know, that's the one thing I will say, is our staff has just been fantastic. You know, they understand that's their role. We're here to serve the producer. We're here to serve the agricultural industry. We're going to come in and we're going to do our jobs to the best of our ability, day in and day out. And you know, we've kind of tried to limit the exposure the best we can. We've asked people, you know, please don't enter our offices if you don't need to. You know, we understand that there's some situations that, you know, we have to get stuff ready for spring, and we have to draw maps, and we have to know where we're going. And, you know, we've got guys that are, you know, picking up the phone and calling us if they need to get feed for their livestock, and just backing up to our docks, and we're throwing it in the back of the pickup and they're driving away. So we're trying to do our best to promote and practice the social distancing situation that we're all under today, you know, and just trying to keep our chins up, try to keep a positive attitude, and try to help producers the best possible way we can.
Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
You know, I think, Bob, the thing I'd like to say, you know, and just reiterate is let's all be smart. Let's all stay safe. Let's all stay healthy. You know, we're fortunate out here in the Midwest that, you know, we don't have the population centers that a lot of places we're seeing with the severe outbreaks have. It's a little bit easier to do with social distancing out here in the country. You know, and just, you know, stay safe, be smart, and, you know, have a blessed Easter.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks, Bob. Good to talk to you, buddy.
Yep, good to talk to you.
Yep, uh-huh. Take
Bye. Care. Thanks to Tracy Gathman for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.